From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Jeremy Hobson. It's Here and Now. Sky Watchers are in for a show tonight. The full moon will dip into the Earth's shadow, producing a lunar eclipse that will be visible to observers around the world. The event is called a penumbral lunar eclipse, and it will put the moon into shadows for about 4 hours. Kelly Beatty is senior contributing editor for Sky and Telescope magazine and Here and Now's resident sky watcher. He is with us in the studio. Hi, Kelly.
Hey, Jeremy.
So tell us about this lunar eclipse tonight.
Well, this is not going to be a smack you in the face kind of lunar eclipse. I call it a barely there eclipse because we're grazing. The moon will be grazing through the outer edge of Earth's shadow, what's called the penumbra. And so it to the eye, it will look like just a kind of dusky, smoky shading on the bottom half of the moon. And although the total eclipse, the total duration lasts for about 4 hours, really you want to be around the midpoint, which is on the East Coast, it's 7:50 p.m., a couple hours after the sun rises. In Central Time, 6:50. The farther west you go, the moon is either too close to the horizon or hasn't risen yet. So East Coast is really favored for this
one. So our listeners in California are out of luck and along the West Coast. How often do these kinds of eclipses occur?
You know, eclipses occur every 6 months or so. There can be up to five lunar and solar eclipses in a given year. Really, this is a minor event, and but it'll be interesting test for your eye if you can pick up this shading. We really want to look forward, as far as the moon is concerned, to next April, when the moon will be completely immersed in the darkest part of the shadow called the umbra. Everyone repeat that after me, umbra.
The umbra.
Yes, and so that's going to be a more spectacular event.
And speaking of spectacular events, you are on your way to Kenya soon for an even more rare event.
Right. So lunar eclipses occur at full moon. And in 2 weeks, it will be new moon, and the new moon will pass directly between the sun and the earth from a very narrow strip of land across Central Africa. I'm going to be standing on the eastern shore of Lake Turkana with a couple of hundred people who've come a long way to watch the moon cover the sun for all of 11 seconds.
For 11 seconds?
Only 11 seconds.
This is the life of a sky watcher.
Apparently so.
How unusual is that, by the way?
You know, total eclipses of the sun happen about every 18 months. There was one last November by chance. We'll have one across the United States in August of 2017. Mark your calendars now.
All right. And I remember one from when I was growing up, and even all of the leaves on the trees were the shadow of them on the ground was however much the sun had been covered.
Yeah, it's really a spectacular event. One of nature's best, really.
Well, while I have you, I have to ask you about one other story from your world, which is that a team of Ukrainian astronomers have discovered a 1,350-foot asteroid that they say might hit the Earth in 2032. NASA says the chances are, let me look at the number here, 99.9984% it won't happen.
That's right. You know, these discoveries, when they're made, the position of the asteroid in its orbit is really uncertain. And so while there is this sort of 1 in 60,000 chance, in the next few days, as more observations are made, almost certainly the chance will drop to zero. This is the way these almost always happen. Now, this is a pretty good size asteroid. It's a few hundred yards across, so we want to pay attention, but I wouldn't get too worked up about it.
Kelly Beatty, senior editor of Sky and Telescope magazine, thanks as always for joining us.
My pleasure, Jeremy. Anytime.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software, accelerating the pace of discovery in engineering and science. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.